I'm just going to take you through that piece that was in the background at the beginning. Quite a straightforward, basic sort of groove thing, and I really want to talk about the instruments that I've used. It's kicked off with a basic cabasa pattern and a simple pattern on the bass drum. Now this bass drum is a small bass drum. It's 18 inches. It's probably 12 inches deep, and it's single-headed and mic'd from inside. And it's the sort of bass drum that's very popular for sessions because it's not really like a kick drum. It's a different sort of sound that can be incorporated in the mix, especially if there are drums as well. There's a lot of sound effects and different bits, shaky sound effects and stuff like that going on as well. People often like to sort of bring those into the mix. I mean, you can put those down on the track and people sort of chop them up where they want. Then I've used a vibratone and a small metal vibraslap to cue in the next section. Now, they're quite staccato things. They're not things that are going to clash with cymbals. You know, they're a particular sort of sound, and again, quite a favourite on a lot of sessions. Then we've got that broken staccato shaker pattern. The next section, I've brought that bass drum in again, with a different mallet this time, you know, slightly softer. It's very important to take a big range of sticks and mallets and beaters of any sort that you can muster together, really. Bits of wood, chopsticks, anything. And then there's a simple martillo on the bongos and a semi-quaver tambourine, which at this point is unbroken. It's just continuous semi-quavers. Then we have the entry of the piccolo bongos and a surdu pattern with the semiquavers on the tambourine broken up in each bar. And the final section sees a pattern played on the tabla. So, you know, in your mind you're sort of putting different instruments together for different sections of the music. If it's tabla, you know, you could play that on lots of different drums. It doesn't have to be the tabla. As long as it's performing the same role, a staccato instrument that's playing a sort of bouncy pattern on top could be maybe the Egyptian dumbek or whatever. It's important to know when to stop when you're putting these rhythms together, because the more things you put on, the more it can get cluttered. So you've got to think about it in terms of voices and the way they all lock together, the way some drums fit in the gaps that are left by other drums, and the whole thing fits together as a sort of groove package, if you like. Bear in mind, this is just one perspective on playing sessions, and you know, there are many, many requests you get on sessions, so I hope this has been of use to you. Good luck, and any questions, pop by my website, www.petelockett.com. Drop me an email, I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening.